My parents own a small shop in our town. It's nothing special, just selling regular groceries and food from local businesses. They'd been running it for over 20 years, and my dad took it very seriously, keeping the store open until 12 every night, and sometimes even staying later. When I turned 16, I started helping out a few hours a week, and when I turned 18, I started working full-time while doing online college courses. This night was my dad's day off, and my mom was having some health issues at the time, so it was just me closing the store. It usually stays not so busy for the last few hours of the night, and there was never too much to stock either. Around 9, almost no customers were coming in. I think only one or two people came in, so I grabbed a sandwich from the fridge and took a quick lunch break. Of course, right when I did, someone walked in. I made my way back to the front desk and put the sandwich aside, waiting for the customer to finish shopping first. I pulled my phone out, and after a couple minutes, I looked up to see how the customer was doing, but didn't see him. I scanned the room again, and still didn't see him anywhere. Thinking they were maybe in some off angle I couldn't see, I waited a few more minutes, but they still never came into sight. I didn't even hear them either. Feeling off, I walked around the counter and started looking through the aisles, and it didn't take long to find them. In the second aisle, a man was crouched down at the end, staring at the floor and not moving or making a sound.
"Sir?"
The man immediately looked up at me, then stood up and continued to stare at me. All I could focus on were his eyes. They were wide and full, kind of in an unsettling way. But after a couple seconds, he quickly walked away and out of the store, never having spoken a word. Once I saw him leave, my first reaction was to check where he was crouching to see if there was any reason to be there, but there wasn't. I mean, that whole time, he was just crouching in the aisle. It kind of freaked me out because of how odd it was. I went up to the front door and checked that he'd fully left the area. Obviously, it was dark out, but I didn't see him anywhere. I then went back to the counter and stayed a little more alert. 3 hours passed, and not a single customer came in. It was now time to close up, and after so much time passing, I wasn't thinking about that man anymore. I was just ready to go home. I walked up to the front and locked up the door, then grabbed my bag and started walking toward the back door to leave, when an extremely loud bang screeched through the store. I stopped in place, knowing it had to come from somewhere in the back, and it was so loud that I had no idea what it could have been. Worried, I slowly walked to the corner and looked down the back hallway. At the far end, dust was scattering through the air as the metal back door was loosely open, and standing right in the hallway was that same man from earlier. He was staring at me with the same wide-open eyes. I didn't know what to say or do. It was like I was just frozen in that moment. Despite his clear determination to break in, he didn't look angry. He had no emotion at all. I took a few slow steps back, then ran for the front, leaving the store and running to the other side of the street, calling 911. I called my dad too, and he rushed over to make sure I was okay. The man at the store was gone when police got there, but he'd left behind a sledgehammer sitting on the pavement behind the store. At first sight, nothing looked to be missing or stolen, so his intentions are anyone's best guess. It's clear he was unstable though, which means he could have been planning anything. Thankfully for me, I didn't have to find out what that was. I'm a warehouse worker for a small business in my city. I'd been in and out of jobs for a while, so this wasn't really a career or anything. I just did what I had to do every night, and that was it. Specifically, I had to unload pallets of shipments that came in and put everything in their designated places in the warehouse. Super simple job, and most of the time I just put in earbuds and listened to music while I did it. With the warehouse not being too big, very rarely would there be another person working overnight with me. That would only be on the holidays, but this night was just a regular night. I came in, counted the stock, then put my headphones in and started unloading the boxes from the shipments. I started at 10, and it was probably somewhere between 12 and 1 a.m. when a knock echoed through the building. I took my headphones out and listened, but didn't hear it anymore. The building was old and would creak and groan throughout the nights, especially when it was windy outside. But what I thought I heard was clearly someone knocking. I walked down to the back of the building and looked around, then went to the front. I didn't see anything inside, so I opened the front door and looked outside. The parking lot was empty, and the night was still and quiet. I shut and locked the door, then went back to work, thinking I must have just misheard it. Being more cautious, though, I left my headphones out for a bit. 20-ish minutes went by before I heard something again. This wasn't a knock, though. It was more of a single thump coming from the front. I hurried down the hallway and up to the front portion of the warehouse. Nothing was there. No signs of anything wrong or anyone at the door. I knew what I heard this time, though, which is why I got kind of nervous. I stood in the middle of the room for a moment and just looked around silently, listening and looking for something, anything, to be the cause of these noises. Standing there, I got a bad gut feeling, just that something wasn't good about this. I walked up to the front door and leaned on it to look out at the parking lot again, but as I put my weight on the door, it swung open with ease. I stumbled forward, not expecting it. It was almost as if the door wasn't locked or even latched at all. Yet, I had checked and locked it not even a half hour ago. I looked at the door, then saw the latch lying broken on the ground in front of me. My stomach tightened, and I felt my adrenaline suddenly spike. Not even a second later, I heard the faint sound of footsteps echoing from the dim hallway behind me. I quickly went out the door and into the parking lot, still in a dazed and unsure state. Once I was a good distance from the door, I turned around. Barely visible through the glass door, the shape of a figure walked up to the other side. They moved around for a moment, definitely looking at me. Then they walked away. I called the cops as soon as I could and waited in the parking lot, but never saw any more movement in the building. When they arrived, they found that he'd left through the back door, and it seems like they couldn't figure out anything else to help solve the case. A few things showed up missing, but nothing substantial. And honestly, I think it was probably just from a wrong stock count. regardless of if anything was stolen, to break the latch, he must have had some kind of tool or weapon, which only makes the whole thing more scary. They also moved the door back to look like it was closed, knowing it would keep me from figuring out what was going on. Maybe if I hadn't noticed the door was broken, I would have come face to face with whoever that man was, and I have no way of knowing how that would have turned out. Although unlikely, I couldn't shake the feeling that he was coming after me for some reason. So I've since left that job and moved on, hoping I don't run into him again. I'm a receptionist at a popular hotel chain in the US. For the better part of a year, I'd been working overnights. This night, I was doing my usual shift of 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It was pouring outside, so I wasn't expecting any walk-ins, and on the schedule, it didn't show any bookings starting tonight. On nights like these, my job is to just stay awake and take phone calls, or help current customers with any room services or checkouts. We had a coffee machine in the hotel lobby, so I had a cup of coffee next to me as I tried to stay awake. Even having been on overnights for a while now, I still had trouble with getting tired on my shifts. The rain outside made me even more tired as well. But at 1 a.m., a phone call came in. I answered, and before I could even speak, a man quickly asked if we were still accepting walk-ins. Their voice was very muffled though, and there was a background sound that was really loud.
"Yeah, we have rooms available for walk-ins tonight,"
I said. They responded, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. As I asked if they could repeat themselves, I looked up from the desk and saw a small light glowing outside. It was from a phone as someone was holding it up to their ear, standing almost right up against the front window in the pouring rain. Knowing it had to be the man I was talking to, I was about to wave to them, but something about this made me feel uneasy, so I decided to pretend like I didn't see him. A moment later, though, he ended the phone call. I saw the lights turn off outside, and the outline of the man moving toward the entrance. The doors opened, and the man walked through the hotel lobby, dragging water across the floor. He came up to the counter and bluntly asked for a room. He was fully soaked and had water dripping from his hair, yet his face showed nothing but exhaustion. I don't know if I'd ever seen someone look so sleep-deprived. I said okay and found him a room, then asked how he'd like to pay for it. He slowly reached into his pocket and pulled out a debit card, then handed it to me. I swiped it, but it declined. I looked up at him, only to see he was staring at me.
It didn't go through. Do you have another card to try?"
The man didn't respond, holding his stare and not moving aside from a few blinks. As the seconds kept on without any reaction, I grew more and more uneasy. I looked down and put the card on the desk, sliding it back to him, but he didn't even look at it. He turned and started walking away from the desk and toward the hallway with the rooms. By now, I knew something wasn't right, so I quickly pressed the button that calls for police, then went out to the hallway the man was in, finding him standing at the door to one of the rooms. He started pounding on it, yelling in a harsh voice for them to open the door. I tried telling him to stop, but I didn't want to get too close, not knowing if he was in some kind of dangerous state. But then he pulled a small knife from his pocket and started trying to pry the door open. I yelled at him to stop and that the police were on their way. The man stopped for a second and shot an awful glance at me, then faced me and screamed at me to open the door for him as he started walking down the hallway. I was terrified and just ran right out of the hotel and into the parking lot. Through the window, I could see him go back to the same door and continue pounding on it. Police were quick to show up, making it inside before the man could get into the room. Somehow they got him to drop the knife and locked him up in their car. The person that was in the room came out. It was a kind young lady, visibly shaking and horrified. Turned out the man was an ex of hers that she hadn't seen or talked to in over 10 years. How he got the information on where she was staying and even what room she was in, nobody seems to know. They aren't even sure how long he'd been stalking her for, which is really disturbing. But what he would have done had he gotten in is likely even more disturbing.